Welcome, everyone. Bez Hashem, continue with Shmir Saloshin, Shara Tavuna, Perik Dalet, and Shin 147. The Chafetz Chaim continues to discuss the importance, this directive, the responsibility of Dalet Kaschus, of judging people favorably. And he says, Ve'inin shel Kaschus, hu bein im yesh litzadid be'etzem ha'inyan shenishma lov, she'oso o she'diber, whether it applies, whether or not a person can justify what he heard about the person, and to say that, yes, oh, that makes sense. That makes sense why he did what he did or what I saw him do and say what he said. All his behavior, all his action, oh, that makes sense. Or that a person will say and judge him favorably that, you know what, he did it unintentionally. Or he didn't realize the severity and extent of what he did wrong. These are all different aspects of how to judge the person favorably. That he didn't realize the severity of what he did wrong. He didn't realize that it's b'shaygeh he did it. These are all the things that we should look at other people in the same way we want someone to look at us. Let's give a little example. Just a little example. You see someone coming to shul late. And you wonder, why doesn't he come to shul on time? Hey, he's coming to mincha late. Now, you have no idea. We have no idea. If this person left 10 minutes early, and as he's about to leave, his child fell and he has to pick up his child, and then as he's about to go to shul, he sees his blood on his shirt, so now he has to go change his shirt. What? All these different possibilities, and these things can happen. And then by the time he finally comes to park the car, he has no parking spot, so now he has to go out to the other parking spot down the block. He wasn't being lazy. He doesn't have a lack of respect for tefillah. The same way we want somebody to think of possibilities that if we come to shul late, the Dalet Kaschus, they judge us favorably, they look at us in a positive light, so too we should do for others. And even if a person will say, you know what, all of these possibilities, all of these ways and things that I can try to think of how to judge him favorably, it doesn't apply to this person. It doesn't apply to this case. Nonetheless, says the Chafetz Chaim, Yachshev, a person should still think, Ula echisa mesaper prat echod, oy shahisef oy prat echod katan. Maybe the person is telling you a story, and Reuven is telling the story. Maybe what you should think is, you know what? Maybe Reuven is missing something on the story, or maybe he's embellishing it to some degree, is adding something. Shalidei zeh nishtan ha'inyan lignos alav. And this is being transformed and taking something which is totally normal and totally par and totally kosher. And now he created a gnus, a negative, disgraceful expression about this person. U'kalal omru chazal. And the Mishnah tells us in Perek Yavos, "Al todin es chavercho ad shetegi lem koymai." Don't judge someone else until you come to his situation. Don't judge someone else. Now, a person will say, "Don't judge anyone ever." Don't. You know what? That's true. But there's a natural inclination that when we see something, we process it. That processing part of our brain, that computer of our brain, starts to think right away. And what we have to do is, it's a difficult task, but we have to train ourselves to think positively about other people. The same way, let's say you're in shul, it's in between aliyahs, ben gavra le gavra, whether you're in the women's section, whether you're in the men's section, it doesn't make a difference. You know, let's say, you know, you're just looking around the shul, and hey, there's some people you know, some people you don't know. You know what you can be doing? You can tell yourself, you know, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of v'ahavta recha kamoicha. There's a mitzvah to love other people. You know what? I'm going to look at that person and I'm going to tell myself, I love that person. Do I know who that person is? I have no idea who he is. Is a guest, not a guest? I don't know who they are. But he's a Yid. He's a mitzvah to love another Jew. We can work on ourselves like this. The same way, if it's your own brother who sits in your seat in shul, you don't care. It's your brother. But if it's someone else, a stranger, or somebody who you don't really care for so much, all of a sudden, right away, you have this resentment towards him. Not you, but a person might have a resentment towards that individual. But if we love that person, if we really like that person, if we care for that person, and then he comes and sits in our seat one day, so what do we care? We'll sit over the next seat. And then if there's something that we see the person do, it's a dan lekavshus. Right away, we think in a positive way. Because we love that person. We really like that person. So we train ourselves to think of one, oh, it was a mistake or something happened. Whatever excuse we can think of dan lekavshus, judging favorably in a positive light, that's what we're going to do. But if we don't know who that person is and we don't care about that person, and then we have this responsibility, this mitzvah of betzedek tishpat hamisach, which means judge each person favorably, it's much more difficult. Well, why should I judge him favorably? I don't know who he is. We don't know who he is. Even if we do know who he is, let's focus on the mitzvah of la'avta re'echa kamo'echa. And then when it comes to the mitzvah of dan lekavshus, it's so much easier.